Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. We're going to empower youth. Matthew Lynch and Frank is ready to roll. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. And we have a great show. We're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, a little bit about the COVID Moderna vaccine. We've covered a little bit about the Pfizer vaccine, but we have some new information coming out on Moderna, who was released after Pfizer, and what you could expect in adverse events and so forth. So we're going to cover that. And we have a quack report, but heads up, Frank, it's brief. And we, before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, and we're lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. And today's devotional is going to put us in Romans 8. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Yep. Sometimes we don't see the big picture And we just have to wait on the Lord to reveal things. So that's what we're doing. But, you know, be faithful. Stay close to the Lord. Crack open that Bible if you haven't. And mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first and last in the quack report tonight. This is also about the vaccines for COVID. The rate of adverse events is kind of ticking up on the coronavirus vaccines. This is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System called VAERS or VAERS, and it's seeing a surge of these reports. Of course, the experimental new vaccine, of course, you're going to see that. And so the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the platform has received on the adverse reporting platform 307 reports of emergency room visits, and they said as well as 17 life-threatening events. Of course, you know, a lot of this I think is underreported because we're going to cover some of this in a little bit, but also 175 million flu vaccine doses were given, according to New York Times. So we got millions of people getting treated now with these experimental vaccines, and these problems are going to be occurring because we've got a rollout now given these vaccines to supposedly healthy people, you know, first responders, medical personnel. But, you know, it hasn't really hit the nursing homes yet or people that, you know, are older and have pre-existing conditions. So what are we going to see there? Well, we hope to answer some of those questions in the first part of the show with our topic on the COVID Moderna vaccine update. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so let's cut into this COVID Moderna thing. We have covered for the last couple of weeks some updates on the Pfizer biotech COVID, in which, you know, has some serious life-threatening issues according to the FDA and the CDC. The CDC is recommending doctors have an anaphylactic shock countermeasure on hand, epinephrine injection, if they're treating patients with that vaccine. So let's look at the information. It's kind of trickling in on the Moderna COVID vaccine, and we've gotten really bad news on the Pfizer biotech vaccine from both FDA and CDC. But the Moderna COVID vaccine has kind of been sketchy. It did come out and get a release after Pfizer, so it's a delay. So Pfizer, their vaccine, they partnered with AstraZeneca, to make their COVID vaccine. They partnered with them. And the Moderna now COVID vaccine is manufactured by a company called Catalent. And it's one of the biggest drug makers, but people usually don't hear about them. They have dozens of factories worldwide, and they make over 70 billion drug doses per year. So they're a big drug company, and Catalent, their main facility is located in Indiana, but the vaccine that was being designed for the COVID was done in Massachusetts. So the company released in November 2020 that the Moderna vaccine has a 94% effective rate, supposedly effective rate against the COVID virus. Now, of course, we're all also told that the vaccine is given in a series of shots, and supposedly it offers a few months protection from the COVID virus, so it's not lifelong. So the Moderna vaccine is a biotechnology product called mRNA-1273. So let's get into what's up with this. So what we see, so the Moderna is in Massachusetts. It's being made there. You know, this is the biotech hub, the Massachusetts area. So the main reason the Moderna vaccine is being made in the Boston and Cambridge areas is that it's in the middle of the biotechnology arena. More than 400 flagship industries are there, not to mention, of course, hospitals and universities. So the Moderna COVID vaccine is somewhat similar to Pfizer's COVID vaccine, in that it has a messenger RNA vaccine encasing a coronavirus genetic code and all wrapped up in fatty particles. So funding for the Moderna vaccine came from the United States and also the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And production on the Moderna COVID vaccine has reached a few million doses, and it's kind of short of the 200 million doses that they promised. So they're having trouble. We're going to get into the manufacturing of these millions of doses in a minute. This is from Mark Caswell. He's the head engineer at Lonza's Portsmouth facility. He said the facility at Lonza, Portsmouth, developed the vaccine in light speed, and I would argue nobody's ever done it that fast. So made in haste is how I'm looking at it. Now, after Moderna was said to have over a 90% effective rating by the big drug manufacturer, they applied for the FDA's emergency approval. And they reported also that some patients contracted COVID even after being vaccinated, but they didn't suffer severe symptoms of COVID. So they're claiming the vaccine prevented that. Well, I thought the whole idea of a vaccine, Frank, was so that you didn't get it to begin with. So apparently there's not much effective protection if you're going to get COVID even after you're vaccinated. Therefore, you know, this vaccine effective rate is a big question mark. Now, the FDA does not do hands-on testing of any drugs, and it relies on the drug manufacturer to supply this information for approval. Now, both the Pfizer biotech COVID vaccine and the Moderna COVID vaccine claim to be in the 90th percentile of effectiveness, and both received the emergency approval from the FDA to manufacture and distribute their vaccines. However, the vaccines differ in regards to storage needs, which affect their transportation. So, for instance, the Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at minus 70 degrees Celsius, probably due to the nanotechnology in the thing. When the vaccine is thawed out for use, the shelf life is only 5 days. The Moderna vaccine must be stored at 20 degrees Celsius, kind of slightly colder than your typical freezer. And this Moderna vaccine's shelf life is 30 days. So the COVID vaccine drug companies, in order to mass produce the vaccine in record numbers for the world to use it, after they developed it, they contracted the manufacturing of the vaccine to third-party laboratory technology companies to handle this industrial production, if you will, of this unprecedented, fast time frame vaccine. So, never been done before. So it's one big, huge experiment. So they're outsourcing the serums. Basically, they designed it in Cambridge or in the Massachusetts area, but they're having other people, put the ingredients together and put the serum in a bottle, put a label on it, and ship it out. So in our modern age of vaccine production, the drug companies that design the serum are hiring these smaller and primarily unknown manufacturers to mass produce the vaccine itself. Here is a quote from Jer Brody. He's the executive vice president of Biopharma Production, Avantor, Inc., and he says drug companies are forced to rely on outside manufacturers worldwide because their new RNA vaccine technology has never been used on an industrial scale. Ramping up production on vaccines will produce over a billion vials of vaccine, and there are over a dozen third-party manufacturers making the finished product. So we've got some, I don't know if they're rinky-dink outfits. I don't know if they're FDA inspected. I don't know if they're made overseas and imported into the United States. It's just kind of sketchy there. So Frank says 6% are still going to get COVID after they take the vaccine, when only 0.91% test positive without the vaccine at all, for a virus that's only kills about 0.09%. I know the math, Frank. It's kind of like that's that new age math that they teach in school. It doesn't make sense, right? Well, let me read you a quote from Stefan Branksell. He is the CEO of Moderna. He says, "None of us were ready to manufacture genetic vaccines for a billion people." Well, I'll say they weren't ready, and look at the fallout we're having. So has the FDA weighed in on this officially? Well, what the FDA is saying about Moderna COVID vaccine, well, there were approximately 30,000 participants in the human trials for this vaccine in December 2020. So there is insufficient information from the FDA on this vaccine compared to the Pfizer COVID vaccine. And as with the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna seems to also have patient death on as an outcome. Here is a quote from the FDA. They say, there is currently insufficient data to make conclusions about the safety of the vaccine in subpopulations such as in children less than 18, pregnant and lactating individuals, and also those with immune compromised individuals. So they have no idea if you fall into one of those categories, if you get the vaccine, what will happen to you. And there were no, they say, anaphylactic or severe hypersensitivity reactions with close temporal relation to the vaccine as compared to the Pfizer. Throughout the safety follow-up period to date, though, there has been 3 reports of Bell's palsy in the vaccine group. As of December 3rd, 2020, there were a total of 13 deaths reported in the study. So let's look at the side effects of Moderna real quick. Other than, you know, the flu-like symptoms that people are often reporting with this vaccine, and, you know, people think, oh, a little chill, a little fever. Eh, that's to be expected. That's what I get when I get my flu shot. So other than the flu-like symptoms and maybe the occasional risk of death from the vaccine, the most common serious adverse events that they're listing regarding Moderna in their group were a little higher than placebo groups. So they were listing things like heart attack, inflamed gallbladders, and kidney stones. So it appears the COVID vaccine seemed to affect the heart, the renal areas, as well as the blood and nervous system. Other serious adverse events that they stated but said they were uncommon were rheumatoid arthritis, shortness of breath, nervous system damage that regulates involuntary functions like heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing and sweating. Also, vascular disorders, infections, and infestations, which wasn't elaborated on, respiratory disorders, and nervous system disorders. Here's a quote from the FDA, December 17, 2020. They said, the FDA conducted standard MEDDRA queries of SMQs, using FDA-developed software to evaluate for clusters of unsolicited adverse events with the onset following the first dose. Okay. They went on to say that the SMQs conducted represented various conditions such as neurologic, inflammatory, and autoimmune disorders. So what the heck is an MEDDRA? You know, they referenced that. Well, it's really a standard coded data set within the drug safety realm, and it was developed by the drug companies. So you have to have a certain software to read the raw data on your studies in order to know what's going on. Also, why is this all coded? Well, you know, it's a good question, but why is anything coded these days? To keep data out of the wrong hands or from unwanted exposure. So what is the SMQs? Well, the SMQs they reference are tools that the FDA was using to retrieve the data with regard to the drug safety reports. So one query exposed a specific adverse event that was a clinical safety set issue on November 25th, 2020. And it was with a small group of participants, and they developed Bell's palsy, which is facial paralysis. So at first, the group was thought to have, you know, suffered a stroke, and they were hospitalized and treated for stroke. But this event occurred between 22 to 28 days after they got the vaccine. So the FDA determined that this event cannot be ruled out, and the FDA recommended surveillance of such cases related to the vaccine. So they're going to watch the vaccine reported database to see if other people start reporting facial paralysis. So the FDA report also stated that There are no reports of neurological, inflammatory, thrombotic events, blood clots, often seen, we've heard, with the Pfizer vaccine. Now, also included in their statement is that six vaccine deaths occurred with two participants. They were of the age of 75 years old, and they had pre-existing cardiac disease. So they had heart attacks 21 days after they got the vaccine. Others who died were found dead in their homes, and their death is under investigation. Wow. So six vaccine deaths, two were heart attacks, and the other four, they don't know. So it's kind of quite possible that the vaccine toxins tend to exacerbate maybe a pre-existing condition, you know, causing premature death. And so when they roll this out to people for the nursing homes and the general public over the age of 65, look out. There was also a notation, that a 29-year-old participated in the trial, received a cosmetic facial filler injection, and she had a reaction to the vaccine 2 days afterward, making her face swell way up. Big lips. So the participant reported having that same reaction when she also received her influenza vaccines. So what we have is one of the largest, pretty much ongoing vaccine studies in the history of man. That's what we have. And if the data is going to get reported and collected appropriately, the vaccines are going to be telling the tale. And they just don't know. Obviously, they didn't know, you know, this COVID vaccine is going to react to facial cosmetic injections and whatever else you may have been going on. We'll just have to see. Here's another quote from the FDA. The FDA, they say, has not independently verified the complete safety data from the primary analysis, aside from the new deaths, including those reported through December 3rd, 2020. And the SAEs, or the adverse events, they say, however, no new safety concerns have been identified. And the rates and the types of solicited adverse reactions and solicited adverse events are unlikely to change significantly with an additional 2 weeks of their follow-up. So they're not expecting any, you know, surprises. But they are keeping an eyeball, apparently, on deaths. So what do you suppose is coming? Well, according to Stefan Brantzel, the CEO of Moderna, he said biotech companies are developing new delivery technologies in the areas of cardiology and a broad range of diseases. So they have like 20 different cell types that the industry can use to make mRNA delivery technology. And they are going to develop such treatments based on organ systems and cell types. So Stefan goes on to say, once you have the delivery vehicle, well, then you can do lots of different drugs because RNA is coded information. So if you recall, we've talked about what RNA technology is. It's basically a program, how the body reacts to a drug. It controls the system with protein switches, typically. So it has the capacity to rewrite how your immune system reacts to certain medications or drugs or therapies. So you want to be informed and you want to be proactive out there. So, I mean, this is going to be ongoing, you know, unfolding on, I don't know, it's quite possible, Frank. What do you suppose? The odds are that the number of deaths from COVID vaccine will be higher than the number of deaths from the COVID virus itself. Well, you know, if those deaths get reported, you know, like they should. I mean, people have been dying of COVID and nothing else for the last year. Nobody's dying from anything else. So we have to wonder, you know, if we're ever going to get the real data. So we will see, you know, if the VIRS, the Vaccine Reporting System, network will be used appropriately. to help, you know, protect the public. Unfortunate reports on side effects of these vaccines is going to be ongoing, and more people are looking for the healthier, safer option to protect themselves, and that would leave vitamins, minerals, herbs, and spices in my book, but some people want to go with some drug therapeutics. And we did cover a show recently on over 20 drugs that are already FDA approved for human safety and doses that they know takes care of treating COVID at home. And that's what they're using in India. And their deaths are way down in India. So you didn't really need to risk yourself to a vaccine. But obviously, medical doctors in the United States are, well, if they know about it, they're not telling patients about it. But so in 2019, you got to remember this, the United States Library of Medicine Institute of Health, they published a study in which adequate zinc, which is an immune system support mineral, protects you from COVID infection. So the human immune system will use zinc, and it creates this protective outer layer of protein for your cell so the COVID can't dock to it. It's a protein it can't, you know, process. So it can't dock to the cell and infect your cells and make you sick. So the highest concentration of zinc you find in the herb called astragalus root. Echinacea root also has high zinc. So if you want to figure this out on the herbal area, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have professional strength, organic astragalus root, echinacea, immune-boosting formulas. They even have pandemic kits. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. And I've heard that some people in Canada can't use that toll-free, even though it's supposed to be good for Canada. So here is another international number to use, 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or just pop on their website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, and you get a free product catalog, so request that. Probably be the most informative natural healing tool you get. Is their catalog full of information, of course. Also, they did had a computer system go down, and they were, like, really backed up there. So if you didn't get a phone call, return call, or a catalog yet, they're catching up. They'll get it to you. Also, all the orders, they did catch up on all the orders. So a little, they were 4 days behind on order fulfillment. I do apologize, but they had a computer system go down. So they're back up now. Oh, praise the Lord. And so if you have any questions, give them a call or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Also, sign up for their free online newsletters and stay informed each and every week. Absolutely free subscription to their newsletters delivered by email only. So you have to have email to get it. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to take a little break, but on the other side, more health news. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas. because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Talking about, we're supposed to move, Frank. We're supposed to get up out of our chair and we're supposed to move. We're not supposed to be couch potatoes. We're not supposed to be restricted. We're not supposed to be, you know, sheltering in place. Let's just say that. We're going to talk about, you know, our modern times. It really does promote, you know, laziness, leisure, more than any time in human history. So technology and modern inventions have delivered conveniences to us. But, you know, we have to really work harder at staying fit. So thank goodness not everyone is, you know, sitting around neglecting to exercise and use their common sense to assist their body stay healthy. So the human body was built for movement. And if you are not, you know, let's say running, for instance, you know, we were built to run and we were built to go the distance. And some people are reluctant to get into, let's say, jogging or running because they're worried about, you know, wearing out their joints. And it's true, you know, that while running, let's say a marathon, about 90% of the runners will sustain an injury. But you have to wonder how the ancient people ran great distances in just a thin pair of sandals without any injury. So do you suppose that the invention of the sneaker has promoted a poor running technique and injury? Good question. It is possible that the association of running and painful injuries is a new concern and really didn't impact ancient man. So what can we learn from the past that will make our future healthier and even safer? Let's check it out. Now, according to the Harvard biologist Daniel Lieberman and biologist Dennis Bramble of the University of Utah, humans were born to run, and we got really good at it. So being able to run was a life-saving endeavor, and you would need to run fast as a defensive strategy, and you would also need to catch possibly your dinner. So most four-legged animals can outrun man in a short distance, but not with regard to long distances. So humans are designed to outrun nearly all animals. So when animals overheat, they cool off by slowing down and panting. Humans cool off by sweating, and there is little body hair to hold in the heat. So this offers humans the advantage of endurance. So the biologists believe that early man engaged in distance running, chasing animals to overheat them, and then tire them, and then kill them for their food. So primitive hunting inventions came later, you know, making this job a lot easier, right? Well, let's look at some of our foot mechanics, because this is another interesting observation, which was documented February 2009. It was a journal article of experimental biology, and it covered the human foot and how it's designed to run with less effort. So our feet, compared to, let's say, animal paws, make running more efficient, according to this report. So humans have stronger toes than animals, and when you increase the length of the toe by 20%, it doubles the mechanical effort it takes to run. So man's big toe is straight, and it's designed as a push-off for running. And the apes, let's say the ape, the animal apes, their toe is on the side. So the design of man's feet and legs all lend itself for great movement speed that no animal has in their design. So, for instance, chimpanzees and apes, they don't have the ligaments and the tendons that humans have, which are essential for endurance running. And this design also helps man keep his, you know, head balanced as he runs. And so also the use of glycogen that gets stored in the muscles, it's for easy, it helps the muscles run an easy 20-mile race. So why are we getting more injuries? Frank says so much for Darwin's evolution theory. Right, Frank, exactly. So why do we get injuries? So if we are designed to run, why do runners sustain all these injuries? Well, endurance running needs to start early to help the body develop the ligaments and the tendons to support that exertion. Waiting to run in adulthood will stress these areas. So our ancient ancestors did not run on artificial surfaces in specifically designed sneakers. They ran barefoot or in sandals, and they introduced these artificial surfaces for running, and it definitely changes the biomechanics for running, and it appears not for the better. So the experts are recommending that adult runners avoid the strenuous runs and build up to them over a long period of time. And they're also recommended to adopt the strategy of this long-distance runner who would periodically take walking breaks. So running on a variety of surfaces with simple shoes will help also build up the foot and leg strength, they said. Runner Christopher McDonald, and he's also the author of the book Born to Run, he says that he was often plagued with running injuries and then studied the running techniques of those in Mexico at the Tarahumara Indians. So for 3 years, McDougall ran without the Americanized running shoe, and it was, and he said it corrected his form and has prevented further injury. So he doesn't run with Nike anymore, I guess. Now, let's talk about our bodies. They're born to run. They're born to sweat. So we have these glands. We have the apocrine and the eccrine glands. They're designed to release fluids to cool us off, to release and also release toxins. So we sweat when we exert and when we're nervous and when the weather is really hot. So these events will stimulate the sweat glands, and they release fluids from the glands through the skin's surface. Now, modern man blocks the unpleasant sweat with, you know, a lot of cosmetic products, antiperspirants and deodorants. Now, the health problem that we face is that the ingredients in these types of sundry items can clog the glands and trap toxins in. So the average antiperspirant or deodorant will have wax, liquid emollients, which block the gland from sweating, and also aluminum compounds, which out of all the ingredients really is going to be the highest in volume in the product. So how does the antiperspirant block the sweat? Well, the aluminum ions are taken into your cells, which line the gland duct. And according to a dermatologist, Dr. Eric Hansen, at the University of North Carolina's Dermatology Department, moisture flows in with the aluminum ion and swells the duct shut, so sweat can't be released. So the average over-the-counter antiperspirant contains between 10 to 25% aluminum, which decreases sweating by a minimum of about 20%. Normally, the liver and the kidneys will help remove toxins from the body. However, for those with organ failure, the 2.5 million sweat glands are, well, they're your backup to get toxins out. So keep this in mind. You know, a lot of scientific research has discovered that aluminum salts in underarm products can damage your cell DNA. And, you know, for women, I think it's a big risk because, you know, right next to the underarms is the breast area. You know, just nobody's done any studies that I know of that were any good to indicate, you know, a lot of these antiperspirant deodorants are, you know, contributing to the risk factor of breast cancer. Well, let's look at the blood, too, because your skin is your second kidney, and it absorbs what you put on it. So the second reason would dictate that the average antiperspirant can change or damage your DNA, and then that means there's the chemical ingredients in many of these items. They quite hazardous, really. The cosmetic industry has over 10,000 chemicals at their disposal, and many of them are carcinogenic, and many disrupt our endocrine system and harm our reproductive area. So what is the consumer to do? Well, health authorities and the FDA say that the additives are safe and consumers are not at risk of disease like cancer or Alzheimer's. However, a study which appeared in the Journal of Inorganic Biochemistry in 2013 found your aluminum you know, this is in your antiperspirants and deodorants. So the aluminum in these products, they found them in nipple fluids of breast cancer patients. Isn't that something? So these patients were compared to healthy women with no history of cancer, and the study kind of opened this door to the question, does aluminum in your antiperspirants and deodorants, and even in vaccines, aluminum in vaccines, do they cause breast cancer? So if it could be proven, well, does that mean that, you know, you can imagine the legal ramifications, and I bet you it wouldn't even get published. That thing would be slammed shut faster than you can say slam the door. So I suspect that, you know, that research would be buried, typically. So there is now this one article that showed up in PubMed in which researchers wanted to see how the breast mammary epithelial cells react to the type of aluminum that you do find in antiperspirants or vaccines. And they reported that there was a loss of independent cell growth followed by a mutation of the DNA in the cell. So the study did get conducted that instead aluminum encourages a sequence of events and it triggers or induces stress on cells, creating not a normal cell. So they are claiming that aluminum is not a direct cause for breast cancer, but it can be a contributing factor by weakening your cells. Now, another study did measure to see if any aluminum from your antiperspirants made its way into, let's say, breast milk. And guess what? It did. Now, of course, if it is in your blood, it can be in all the body fluids. Now, consumers need to be real careful about any of these cosmetic products used as these heavy metals are also found in things like lipstick. You know what I did, Frank? You know, I don't use lipstick anymore, but I'll use chapstick that has a little bit of natural coloring in it. So it doesn't last as long as lipstick on your lips is color, but oh well, right? At least I'm saving my lips and my cells. Now, consumers need to be careful of any cosmetic products. With all the, really check and read your labels. Now, a study that was done at the University of California, Berkeley School of Public Health, they were testing a lot of commercial lipsticks. They were looking for dangerous levels of heavy metals and other toxins. And out of 30 popular brands, they found that the products contained 20% metal and toxins that were seen as a health hazard to be used on a daily basis. Wow. That, I mean, guys out there, that's, if you're listening, the next time you kiss a girl that has lipstick on, you're going to be thinking about that, right? Or are you going to give them your hanky and say, wipe your lipstick off first? So their findings did get published in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. Well, you know, we just need to get back to basics. The more I read about how toxic a majority of products on the market are in foods and cosmetics, I'm really encouraged to live more simply. Our ancient ancestors used essential oils, and that helped them smell sweet. And they, any cosmetics they used were plant-based, and a majority can be found in organic markets if you look for them. Even natural hair dyes are available as well, you know. So for let's say, deodorants, what I use a mineral crystal or spray. I like the product called Crystalux, okay? I would say if you got kids and you want them to use something like that, give them the spray. The push-up crystals, they last years. They last a long time, but if the kids drop them, they'll break and shatter all over your bathroom floor. So just give them the spray. And the spray is good if you put it in your gym bag, you know what I'm saying? And if you're going for a little brisk walk at lunch or a jog, you can take the spray with you. So I like the Crystalux brand. They do have the solid push-up sticks. They have them in small and large sizes. Now the small one will last over a year, and the large one, I think, over 2 years. So that's a long time to have some sort of, you know, deodorant protection. Yes, and Frank says, yeah, if we eat better, we don't smell. Absolutely. You know what? Cow's milk makes people stink. I'm not kidding you. Back in the 60s, there were reports about this. The Japanese, when Americans came to live in Japan for whatever reason, the Japanese would smell them, because the Japanese didn't drink or eat cow's milk or cheese. That just wasn't part of their thing. And the Americans smelled different to them. They could actually smell you. That's just incredible. I think that's incredible. But, you know, cow's milk is a mucus-producing food, and it traps a lot of toxins in. So I imagine, yeah, we did smell different. I say, why risk yourself to heavy metals and the possibility of, you know, increasing your risk of disease when you have healthier options out there? And learn to get up and move more often, even if it's an exercise DVD in your house. You know, we're born to move, so definitely do that. And the more you move, the longer and healthier the cells stay alive. When we stop moving, our cells start to decompose. They start to atrophy and decompose. So we need to be aware of that. And so each of us really has our own due diligence to protect our health as long as we can. Change things for the simpler and healthier. Change that lifestyle. Cleanse out those heavy metals. Heavy metals usually migrate to the bowel within 14 days. So if you get a vaccine, that's where those heavy metals are in 2 weeks. So bowel cleansing can remove heavy metals, radioactive particles, pharmaceutical residues, the stuff you don't need to hold on to. You'll be amazed what you can pull out that you don't need in that colon tissue with some simple herbs that are designed to draw out impurities. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a full line of organ cleansing products, all the way from bowel to blood system. So you can cleanse the system. And when you cleanse, you remove a lot of the toxic stumbling blocks that inhibit the body from regenerating and healing. So extend the life of your organs. That's what you can do. Check them out. They do have also a whole full line of immune support herbs as well. So one of my favorites is the Three Amigos pack, which is a nip it in the bud kind of thing for viruses and other stuff. So amazing just to have those three things in your cabinet. You feel the first sign of feeling yucky, just take that. In an hour or two, you're feeling really great. So thepowerherbs.com, toll-free number, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. For those in Canada that can't use that international number, call 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or visit thepowerherbs.com. And because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They're professional strength. That's what the practitioners would sell you. That's what they buy. But you can buy direct. We have a few minutes here, so I want to touch on something. I'm getting some calls, Frank, about people with depression and not sleeping good. Well, you know, people can blame it on whatever. You know, the news, what's going on in the world. But sometimes there's a correlation that's not being seen, the bigger picture. Now, I've seen this correlation, this bigger picture, and scientific studies are kind of backing me up here. People that are depressed, don't sleep well, and have high blood pressure, there's a link there. There is a link there. So let's look at the signs of depression. You may not sleep well, your appetite changes, your weight changes, you feel tired, you don't have your energy, your concentration's off, memory, probably not as good as, and you know, just having thoughts you shouldn't have. So depression can go there. But then a lot of people with that going on also have, you know, high blood pressure. And they also have a thyroid that's not working right. They just maybe don't know it. They never had their thyroid checked. See? So a lot of people that have thyroid disease, they'll go under the doctor and say, I just don't have any energy, you know? And my weight's not under control. And those are the two things medicine often equated with thyroid was, you know, body temperature, energy, and weight. But the thyroid does more than what medicine ever thought it did. So it manufactures hormones. And your body uses those hormones for other functions all over the body. So, in other words, one of the hormones your brain will use for regulating your sleep cycle and your breathing when you sleep. So a lot of times people with, you know, the depression and the blood pressure and the thyroid issue, they'll also have sleep apnea, you know. They'll wake up with a headache in the morning. Sleep apnea and depression, big correlation. You know, big correlation. So have the thyroid looked at, you know, and there's nothing wrong with getting, you know, a diagnosis. Don't be afraid of those. Then you can kind of see what your options are, you know, if you get a diagnosis. So you're not, you know, guessing. So so basically for the thyroid to function properly, so it can make those hormones so that you can sleep well and you don't stop breathing while you're sleeping with the sleep apnea, that, you know, your depression can be assisted, and also, you know, you can work on your blood pressure issue. Well, the thyroid's going to need some natural iodine. And you do get some iodine in sun-dried salt that hasn't been over-processed, and you do get it in seaweed, but the highest amount's going to be in black walnut. And it's not the nut itself. It's the substance between the outer hull and the nut. And it's just amazing stuff. Plus, it's so full of iodine for your thyroid, but it also, you know, if you got some friends, like parasites you don't want to keep, parasites don't like iodine. So iodine and sulfur, garlic and black walnut, parasites don't like that. So definitely that's something to consider if you've been struggling with those things. There's correlations to be seen. And, you know, the drug therapies, they're just, especially with the hormone stuff for the thyroid, those are scary. They can get you all out of whack when the drug companies try to replicate your hormones that your thyroid's supposed to make for you. And, you know, a lot of times your body's going to know how the amount of hormone you need for your time of life. So same thing with the endocrine system and your reproductive system. So, but there is definitely a link, and they're seeing this. Let me read you this quote from, this is Dr. Vaughn McCall, Department of Psychiatry and Health Behavior and Medical College of Georgia, Augusta University. He says, "We know that there are hidden cases of sleep apnea in people who are depressed and suicidal." He goes on to say, "Testing and treatment for sleep apnea should be part of the guidelines for managing treatment-resistant depressions." He says it can be very simply that if you don't sleep, you get depressed, and depression is a major risk for suicide. So, yeah. So sleep's one of those really important. I thank the Lord every morning when I get up. I thank Him for the good night's sleep. It's amazing to have good night's sleep. It's a regenerative process for all the cells, and you can think better the next day. So if you have the sleep apnea, the Association for Sleep Apnea says that sleep apnea will produce a reduction of oxygen, and it starves the blood cells and also stresses the heart. So you can have, like, headaches. You can get a heart attack, high blood pressure, of course, heart failure, AFib, the heart arrhythmias or flutters, stroke, type 2 diabetes, depression, sleep deprivation, lack of energy, loss of concentration and coordination, and obesity. So all those things can be there because you got sleep apnea. And the reason you got sleep apnea, according to science, it's their medical journals, they have said this, it's because your thyroid's not getting iodine to make the hormones. So get the natural black walnut. Get the thyroid fed. It'll make the hormones, and you can see all these other things melt away. One of the things that I like to do real quick is a thyroid that doesn't have an adequate iodine is stressed and exhausted. So in addition to black walnut, what I like to use is mullein. It soothes the exhausted thyroid gland. And then I like to layer in some Siberian ginseng, which gives it stamina on a cellular level. Typically within a couple of weeks, you balance that out. The thyroid gets balanced because it's got the nutrition it needs. And the Yale study proved that out. There was a cardio link with all this. And Joseph Martin, biologist, says, "We are just beginning to learn the true extent of how the thyroid hormones impact our overall health." Well, yeah. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. You can pick up your black walnut, your mullein, and Siberian ginseng there. And be well. 866-229-3663 is their toll-free, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Get a free catalog. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.